What kind of numbers do we have here in Mountain Home when discussing homelessness?
Well, if you look specifically at the food bank, we have anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen folks that live or sleep or stay at the food bank parking lot on any given month-long period. Folks that come and go, but then we have probably five to six that basically are there every night with us at the food bank. If you look at Mountain Home School Districts, speaking with Dana Brown this morning, 96 K through 12 homeless in Mountain Home Public Schools alone. So pretty significant.
They've discussed couch surfing in terms of our student population.
Yeah, we have, according to Dana, 16 unaccompanied students, and they're typically 10th through 12th graders, that are basically couch surfing. They're going from one home to the next to find their place to be at night.
And what have you heard from the community on what needs to be the next step?
Well, I think we've explored a lot of different pieces this spring as we look at what resources are available in the community and what are the missing pieces. We recognize that there is no housing for families. We recognize that there is no housing for students after they get to a certain age. And we understand that there's limited housing or beds available in the existing shelters that we do have.
And I know Sheriff John Montgomery has discussed this too. It's a fine balance that you have. You want to be able to provide this for those people in need, but you also don't want your community to become a safe haven for those looking for a free place to stay.
That's true, and we've talked about that with community business owners. For instance, tourism is a big piece of who we are in our economic strength in Mountain Home, really, and in the Twin Lakes area. And so when you begin to look at those pieces, either real or unreal, the perception is that we have homeless issues and that we need to be addressing them.
Where do we go from here?
I think that the mayor is ready today to say, hey, let's get together as a community and begin a committee or a task force. If that happens, then that group would be set to look at our situation, look at some other options across the nation, and hopefully come up with some solutions that would work well for all of us.
If someone wants to be a part of providing those solutions, who do they contact?
I would say you could contact the food bank, of course, and ask for myself, or contact the mayor's office.